And now, let's pivot back to education. How do teachers even become interested in teaching? How do districts recruit them? And what goes into trying to hire teachers that reflect the diversity of Valley classrooms? Today in the studio, moderator Kathleen Schock speaks with Tamala Riot, a photography teacher who just won Fresno Unified's High School Educator of the Year, Laura Alamillo, interim dean of the Kremen School of Education at Fresno State, and Tiffany Samuel, who works in teacher development for Fresno Unified.
So, Tamala, let's start with you and your journey specifically about how you came to the classroom, which is a story that is probably not what we think of as traditional.
No, it's not. It's a little off-putting to some people until they hear the end. I went through a divorce 20 years ago, and because I'm type 1 diabetic, I needed medical benefits. I had been working as a commercial photographer here in Fresno and had a nice client base, but I would not make enough money to afford me medical insurance. In fact, at the time, I was an automatic decline. So I was scrambling, and I happened to have toured Sunnyside as it was being built and was given a business card by the assistant principal at the time, Cheryl Weaver. And she just thought, wow, you would be a great fit with our kids. I saw a dark room that blew my mind. It was better than anything I'd ever stepped into because I come from a traditional background of black and white film photography. And upon the breaking up of my relationship, I made the phone call. I kept that card and made the phone call. I never thought in a million years I would want to work with kids, be a teacher. And she said, we can get you a credential in 1 year, and that's when we're going to open our electives at our school. We would love to have you on board.
And you had a bachelor's degree, which enabled that opportunity,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Tiffany, you work every day to recruit teachers like Tamala. Is this, you know, when I said this is an untraditional story, is that even true?
We have several people who are unaware of the benefits of teaching and can go into teaching through an alternative program such as Tamala. But the truth of the matter is we see cases like Tamala every day, and it does seem to be as if it is different because it's not the normal pathway into teaching. But Fresno Unified provides so many supports for people who have a bachelor's degree in any subject area that have a passion for teaching, a passion for kids, and we can get them into the classroom.
Dr. Alamillo, Fresno State is such a key part of developing that teacher pipeline in the Central Valley. Tell us a little bit about what is happening at Fresno State and how the university contributes to developing new teachers.
Well, right now we're really embarking on a new way of looking at teacher preparation, and we're establishing a lot of Grow Your Own initiatives where we're looking at the community and people from the community to really get into the teacher pathway and become teachers in the region that we're serving. And so many of the programs we have, one of them is our teacher residency, which we have a strong partnership with Fresno Unified, where we recruit teachers to work in classrooms from day one. Our teacher residency model is very successful. It's getting national recognition because what we see is that not only are the teachers performing well, but the children in the classrooms where teachers are being placed are performing well as alongside with those future teachers. And so our teacher residency program looks at placing our candidates in elementary classrooms from the first day children arrive in August, September, until the very last day that they leave in May or June. And so we are continuing that. We have a residency program with Sangre Unified. We have one also with Central. And what's really unique about our residencies is that they each have a theme. And so, for example, Fresno, our residency focuses on STEM, whereas in Central, we're beginning one that's focused on socio-emotional learning. We're also developing one with Clovis that's more on culturally sustaining pedagogy.
And can you unpack what that means?
Yes. So basically, what we know is that when residents are exposed to innovative practices like universal design for learning, if we focus on aspects that are that children are experiencing in relation to socio-emotional learning, in relation to their identity, we know that we need to prepare teachers to also know how to work with children that may be experiencing difficulties. And so a lot of our curriculum is focused on with a lens of looking at issues of identity, mental health. We make sure that faculty are well prepared to answer questions when it comes to those specific areas. We also are starting a more clearly defined pathway from the community colleges. And so we are starting a initiative with Fresno City and Reedley College, where we are looking at that pathway from transfers into our liberal studies and into our credential program. And that's an HSI federal grant. And it's called Abriendo Puertas. And so that will start in the fall.
That's
well,
exciting.
We've already started, but the cohorts will begin in the fall.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, Tiffany, tell us a little bit about some of the goals that Fresno Unified has in terms of recruiting, specifically as it pertains to diversity.
Well, right now, Fresno Unified, our goal is to allow for our teacher population to reflect our student population. And when we look at diversity and recruitment, we look at two different things. One is our teacher pipeline. Right now, we have a pipeline of over 300 aspiring teachers and it reflects a diversity rate of 74%. So we have these people who are being introduced to pedagogy, who are developing in the skill set so that we can place them into the classroom. And they're not yet placed, but they're continuing to be groomed so that they can get into that classroom. But then we also look at our current teacher population, which does not yet reflect the 74% diversity of the pipeline. However, as those teachers or aspiring teachers who are in the pipeline transition into the teaching, into the classroom, then we'll actually increase our minority population and allow it to reflect the population of students and who we teach.
Now, Tamela, I'd love to hear what you have to say about why diversity matters in the classroom as somebody who's there every day on the front lines working with kids.
Right. I believe part of why I was recruited by Cheryl Weaver 20 years ago, when Sunnyside was open, is she was finding the top-notch educators in Fresno Unified, as well as matching the types of people that kids could relate to. And my tour was with my then wife, who was a doctor in our community, and we were building a doctor's academy at Sunnyside High School. So I believe, you know, with no educational background except I was a photographer, the fact that I was in a lesbian relationship, I was relatable to some of the kids who didn't have anybody to connect with. And albeit I never started a GSA club on campus, I never hid my relationships. And I don't need to wave a flag, but I'm open. And at Sunnyside, I have not known any student to be picked on because they are gay, lesbian, or transgendered. So I think it's really important, and I believe Sunnyside does a great job, and I teach at Sunnyside High School, matching the types of people that our community is.
Absolutely. So if you're just joining us, this is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock, and I'm here speaking with a panel of educators about what it takes to be a great teacher and recruit new teachers to this profession. So, Dr. Alamillo, you bring a really unique perspective to this conversation, given that you started working with kids in the classroom and then have gone on to a career in higher education and as an academic researcher. And of course, much of your research focus looks at diversity in the classroom, but not just racial and cultural diversity, but also linguistic diversity, which is something that is particularly important here in the Central Valley. Can you speak a little bit about the research that you've done and why it's so important?
So I think and Tamela brings up, I think, a really good point that when we look at issues of diversity, we need to expand that. And it's not solely looking at culture. It's racially, linguistically. When we look at how children identify themselves, whether it be LGBTQ or whether they identify as transgender. And what we know is that the curriculum also has to match children's experiences. And so diversity can be not only addressed by the teacher in the classroom, which is really important, but it can also be addressed by the type of literature teachers use, by the type of field trips they engage in, by bringing families into the classroom. And so being a teacher that meets the needs of your student should also, it would be beneficial if teachers also reflect on the type of curriculum that they're using. And so some of my work looks specifically at literature and how teachers identify the type of literature that they use in the classroom and how they critically analyze if that literature is relevant to their kids, if it's accurate, if it's authentic, if they're actual authentic, accurate authors that are depicting those experiences. And, you know, I was at a recruiting at a church 2 weekends ago because we at Fresno State in our teacher prep program, the one area that we are needing to improve is the presence of African-American males. And that's an area that is across the nation an issue where we need to find more ways to recruit Black males into the classroom. The pipeline is one way, but we know now that we have to go to the places where some of these communities are practicing their cultural or, you know, everyday practices. And it was really interesting to speak at a church I had never been, you know, to. And it was very engaging, and I really loved it. One thing I talked about was that one teacher that made an impression on me in high school, and that was a teacher who was of color and who brought in Toni Morrison's Bluest Eye. And I had never read that book. I was like, what is this, you know? And that's really the one book that I remember in my high school experience. And so I talked a little bit about how teachers can make an impact on children at a very young age. And some of that means to bring in literature that reminds those kids of who they are and of their cultural experiences.
And valuing the background that they bring with them to
exactly.
the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, from where you sit, are we experiencing a teacher shortage? Is this a crisis? Or is it specific to certain areas?
That's a hard question to answer. From where I sit, yes, I do believe that we're experiencing a teacher shortage. But I believe so. In just thinking about the previous answers, it's because most people who do have a bachelor's degree and have a passion to teach, they don't realize how they can become a teacher, that there's various pathways into teaching, that there's various programs that can service them to get into teaching. I think about the African-American male, and Fresno Unified is going into churches and advertising how if you have a passion and you have a skill set and can bring an experience, please do so. We are partnering with the universities and going into sports events and athletic arenas in order to get the word out. You can become a teacher. So I do believe there is a shortage in teachers, but if people were more aware of the opportunities that they can that are out there to become a teacher and the supports that being provided, for example, Fresno Unified, we service from students on anyone who's interested in teaching. We start at the student level, and we have programs that are available for people with a bachelor's degree in any subject area, programs for people who are interested in getting a master's degree while attending a teaching credentialing program, programs for people who don't have a bachelor's degree and don't know where to start. We have test preparation programs, all of these services that are being offered, but people are unaware. So just in the desire to stop the shortage and minimize that shortage that is national that people do have, we are doing so many supports and offering so many supports to try to get people to Fresno Unified and just get people to teaching as a whole.
Yeah, a question I'll open up to anyone, because I think you all offer or would bring a different perspective to it. But to what extent is the perception that teachers are underpaid preventing folks from looking at this as a career? And not to say that I would argue that point, especially given how important teachers are to our society, but in actuality, according to the National Education Association, average salaries for teachers in California hover right around $77,000 a year, which is more than a lot of people I know make who have bachelor's degrees. So is it a matter of compensation, or is it something else?
I'll be glad to speak to that. I feel that I'm adequately paid for what I do. However, the teacher's heart. You take your work home, you're working 24 hours a day. And I should just say I'm speaking for myself. And to back up, to tell you, when I said I never wanted to work with kids, after 2 years in the classroom, I found my calling in this world, and it is what I was meant to do. I absolutely love the work that I get to do every day. And when you look at the calendar year, we work 185 days and are paid for those, but we get a paycheck year round, and along with good benefits. So when you look at the time that we have off and that we're paid for, we're getting paid well. There are extra jobs that we take on. We take our work home. And I think the perception has changed because we're all working harder with technology. Technology has changed my life. I have so many emails to respond to. I have so many meetings that I need to sit in on and then report back on outside of the classroom. And the preparation for engaging students with meaningful projects and learning takes quite a bit of time.
Absolutely.
So again, I think it is perception. Bottom line is, I get a good paycheck. I get time off. I can utilize however I want, and I've chosen to use it to better my teaching practices.
And you were recently named High School Teacher of the Year by Fresno Unified. So congratulations for that honor.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock, here with a panel of educators talking about what it means to be a teacher today. Tiffany, I would love to hear your thoughts about, what are some of the misunderstood aspects of teaching? What do people get wrong when they think about what it means to be a great teacher? I'll let you think about that for a second. And I also, as part of that, would love for you to talk a little bit about the work that you do to retain teachers. I know the first year in the classroom can be a tough one. So what is Fresno Unified doing to support teachers in that first year?
Well, we have a comprehensive approach to support. We offer an induction program in which we have full release coaches that are there to support any of our new teachers along the way. Those people on short-term staff permits who don't necessarily have a teaching credential but are in the classroom, as well as any of the new teachers who onboard for Fresno Unified, this is their voyage, I'll say, their maiden voyage in actually teaching. So we have those full release coaches, as well as the administrators supporting them. Any program coordinator, such as myself, I coordinate the transition to teaching program, so I'm out there supporting. There are layers of support, test preparation, websites that we offer, free trainings that we offer, the presentations that we offer, and conferences to help increase their skill set. So we offer various supports to assist them.
Dr. Alamio, before we wrap up, I'd love to hear a bit about a term that you introduced me to, which is emergent bilingual, as opposed to what we would traditionally think of as an English language learner or English as a second language. Can you speak to why that reframing is so important and some of the efforts that Fresno Unified is taking to recruit folks who are Spanish speakers or speak other languages other than English?
I mean, what we're trying to do in teacher preparation is really reexamine and redefine some of even the terms we're using to identify children. And the state of California state uses the term English learners to identify children who are learning English as a second language. But what the research shows is that terms such as English learners, even though those are state adopted terms, some of those terms may present some deficit notions of what it means to be a second language learner. And so what we do in teacher preparation is that we present to candidates, these are the terms that the state uses, and often districts use this term, but we really have to disrupt some of those terms. And emergent bilingual seems to present a more additive way of approaching bilingualism and multilingualism in the classroom. And in working with our partnership districts, they're very open to even adopt adopting some of those terms and how they define or identify children in the classroom. And so the term emergent bilingual looks at a more dynamic way of language, whereas we know that English learners, even though they are testing in a certain manner when it comes to English proficiency, they're still very often maintaining their first language and speaking their primary language in the home with their parents, grandparents, and in the playground. And so it's just a more additive way
Absolutely.
Of looking at multilingualism.
Framing their language skills as a positive as opposed to a negative or a deficit when they enter into the classroom.
Or that they're having to let go. And we really, what we know that when we look at issues of identity, children should not let go of anything when they enter a classroom.
Wonderful. So before we wrap up, Tamala, I would just love to hear what advice you might have for somebody who may be considering a career in teaching, particularly somebody, let's say, in your position who was a professional, who might be considering a change of career path.
It's an amazing journey. I continually learn about the world and myself, and I grow far. I believe I've grown so much further as an instructor of the realm in which I was trained as a photographer than I ever would have as just a commercial or professional photographer. So I get to stay at the top of my field knowing what I need to share with my students and yet grow as a human being because I'm constantly interacting with our youth and our community. It just has enriched my life. So I encourage anybody who's feeling a need to make a shift to consider taking your expertise into the classroom. And it's not that difficult. There are programs like Tiffany and Laura have explained to get you ready to be a phenomenal teacher. Our kids need you.
That sounds like a perfect place to stop. Thank you all for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.